Well, I'll read. How about this? This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I don't know if I'm, but I'll throw this opinion out. This is obviously from the text line. Love how the 49ers are playing this. Jennings already got a bump last year, and he wouldn't even be doing this if Brandon Ayuk wasn't hurt. He's good, not great. And who's to say he's even going to have another season like he did last year?
So why not cash
in? Chances are slim to none on that.
Yeah.
Oh, hit the pike, Juwan.
No, he very well may be right, but you've said it, unless you've come off of it. We both understand Juwan's mindset trying to – he's 28, going on 29, about to be 30, and Ayuk is hurt. He probably thinks he's more valuable now than he's ever been. So I get the play, but now it just seems like it may not manifest into that bump that we talk about.
I mean, the bottom line to me is it feels like the 49ers are saying –
no,
we're prepared to just pretend nothing happened, man. Just get back out on the field.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, Jennings feels like he's dug in.
Are we making more, just say our show and the other shows, do you think we're making more, or Niner fans, more of this than it is? Are we making Juwan Jennings better than he actually is? Because I don't feel like we are. I think he has an impact on winning and losing, man. I really do.
Yeah, I think he's a third receiver.
That is a number one receiver on third down, it feels like. What if I told you that?
Well, I'll up the ante. That to me would be more of a shortcoming of your other receivers. I mean, you know, here's the other thing I think the 49ers are.
Purdy likes throwing to him, Stoney.
Okay. I mean, okay, so pay him. Then pay him if you think you need him. But again, I just feel like we're finding out exactly the way the 49ers are thinking. I think the other thing you got to take into account here is last year, the anticipated role for Jennings, all right, after Ayuk's holdout, and he wasn't great at the beginning of the year, and Pearsall wasn't even ready. So, you know, Jennings had to take on a bigger role than he would have had those things not happened. So, and I think the way the 49ers look at it is, hey, look, when we're right, Jennings isn't a number one or even a number two. And we're not going to give this guy $15 to $18 million a year for being a number one receiver for three or four games. Makes sense.
Now, I do have to defend Juwan in this sense, Donnie, and I keep going back to it. The playoff run where it culminated in the Super Bowl visit a couple years ago. Ayuk was healthy. Debo was out there. McCaffrey was out there. Do you not forget the Green Bay game? Do you not forget the Detroit game?
What I remember most is 6-11.
No, I'm talking about 2 years ago where the team was whole and he still was coming up with big catches.
And he
That's
got
all.
A contract. He got a contract that after did. That year.
That he did.
So
that he did.
Yeah. All right. Let's
I
go
got
to,
nothing for you there.
Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
BPA.
I think, you know, they're taking a stand. They're not just going to allow any player to just hold them hostage. Because he wants more money anytime he wants it. He's got a contract extension. They should stop protecting him on this cap story and just say, yeah, this guy's, as far as we know, he's healthy. He's not showing up. I guess he doesn't want to play, so we're not going to pay him. but like, take a stand, put your flag in the ground and, you know, yeah, you can't just give guys more money anytime they feel like they want it. He's under contract. He just got an extension, but stop protecting him. This story, you know, because they don't look great with this sort of vague sort of backstory around it.
Right.
Clearly, this guy's calf's not keeping him from playing. Mm. And if you're not going to give him the money, just come out and say, yeah, we pronounced him healthy. So he doesn't seem like he wants to play. So we're going to stop paying him.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I would do. Like, take a stand publicly.
Well, yeah.
Because, yeah.
Well, I think the one.
Isn't that a big assumption? And appreciate, we love you, BPA.
Appreciate it, Brian.
Stoney, to say the calf is healed, though, and I want to do it, but I gotta respect the game, right? In both parties, isn't that a big assumption to say that the calf is ready to go?
Isn't it a big assumption to say the calf is really hurt? Like, I don't know. I mean, what I think's happening is they probably did imaging a few weeks ago, and maybe they saw something, and they haven't done anything since. And he's been saying it's just not getting better.
Well, you know, John did say there was progress, though. John mentioned that there's progress.
But calves are tricky, so that allows him. It allows, you know, when you say he's making progress, but calves are tricky, that means he could be back tomorrow, or he might not be back till December.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
So,
dude,
as for the, you know, whether or not he's injured, it feels like the 49ers are headed toward, as the season gets closer, to find out how injured he is or whether he is hurt at all. And if they believe that he's healthy enough to play, then we got even a bigger problem if he's not playing.
Yeah, but to BPA's point, I'm going to say this, and you know I'm no shield. They don't look bad in this, Lynch and Shanny, because they gave him a deal already. Just what you talked about. They gave him a bump, and now he's trying. Like, I don't believe they forecasted him doing this, Stoney. They really didn't. And that's why he's doing the whole going to social. I'm not going to call him like a child, but he's talking on his social media. He's not the only athlete that's done it. All of them do it. Bron. But he's just not in that caliber. He's not even Ayuk.
See, I think.
So they didn't see it. I was telling BPA, how do they look bad?
I disagree.
So he should be traded?
No, I disagree that they didn't see it coming.
Mm.
I mean, you can't tell me that Jennings does what he does during Ayuk's contract situation last year. Then they go through a whole year in the locker room. Then the season ends and a report comes out that Jennings is going to ask for a trade right. If he doesn't have his contract renegotiated. And that was months and months ago.
And that happened.
So, like, this isn't something that snuck up on him, I don't believe. I think they probably had a sense that he was going to do this. And they might have had a sense he was going to do this right at the end of the season and decided right then, we can't do it. All like, right. they might have started holding the line on Jennings the minute they knew he wanted to redo his contract.
I'll say this to that. I'm not asking, and I never have fronted, like I'm a capologist. Every time I hear Juwan Jennings and the San Francisco 49ers, all I think about is one, number 13, and that's Brock Purdy, Stoney.
Right.
He has the ability and has already demonstrated he can make his job easier. And if this season is about Brock Purdy taking the next step or continuing in the right direction, you need to afford him all of the luxuries that have been around him. And one of them is in sick bay, and Brandon Ayuk, Debo's gone. I just really think people slow down, think about it. It's imperative that they give Jennings as a weapon to Brock.
I'll answer that in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Through your Brock prism or your glasses, Stoney. Forget all the other who's wrong or right, but just Brock.
Right. You know what I'm hearing you say? And I'm dead serious. You don't believe in Brock. You're coddling him. You actually believe that if he doesn't have his third receiver for three or four games at the beginning of the year, our porcelain doll's going to break down because he doesn't have anybody to throw to. The guy's making $50 million a year next year. If he has to play a few games without Brandon Jennings, deal with it. You're a top 12 quarterback in the NFL. Like, if he needs Juwan Jennings because he's so precious and everything needs to be so perfect for him, then you got a quarterback problem.
Right. But Stoney, it's not that. And I love how, like, it's just almost weird that you went there because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just like, why? Obviously, they're going to miss IU, regardless of the people that think they're not.
Well, not IU's really. Not weapon. From last year's
okay.
team.
Well, like, okay, but last year was a failure. That's the way I look at it. But the reality is you got Ayuk under contract for umpteen years. Him and Brock Purdy are going to be.
Who else is under contract for umpteen years? Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to start that relationship. But even that's that right. one might be a bit forced without the luxuries of Ayuk. And now you're telling me Jennings. Again, it's not I'm so worried about Brock. He's done it. You want him to continue to do it. So, Stoney. If we find out what's behind door number, no, he can, but okay. I believe it's going to be more difficult. And yeah. I'm not going to sit here in front on Juwan Jennings, and I could be wrong and I'll take the L. But if you guys are telling me now Kendrick Bourne or anybody can walk off the street and just do what Juwan Jennings has done, that's where I think we're getting a bit Don Wrinkles, and I used it the other day.
Don Wrinkles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ridiculous. Why are you laughing?
Don Rickles.
Oh, my God. Kenny, you got to help your boy out. Oh, Don, my man. Oh, no. He was great in Casino, too. Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was
good. Don Rickles. Boy, goo.
Let's go to Cheech. Cheech is in San Jose. What's up, Cheech? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I want to get my insights on this. On this Juwan Jennings thing, I'm so over it. Mm. If he's hurt, throw him an IR. Bring in someone off the street like Kendrick. Kendrick was, I feel like Juwan Jennings before Juwan Jennings. But Guru might disagree with me on that one. Mm. So that's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
And the amount of people that say they're over it.
You throw him on IR, you got to pay him.
Yeah. Well, then he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, dude wants to play. Yeah.
Does
Guru,
he?
I agree. You can't just sub in a random receiver off the street and expect good outcomes for the Niners offense. So I guess and even Kyle's job becomes more difficult without a guy that has become a part of your offense. I get what you're saying, Stoney. You keep going to bat in order. He's number three, yada, yada, yada. But, man, there's some consistency to him. The offense is copacetic when he's out there, and the fact that Ayuk won't be back, and when he comes back, will he be? So, how much does
they
that
know
help?
All that.
And maybe Juwan
it doesn't
was
help
using,
him at all.
Yeah, but I thought it would, I guess, and I think Juwan thinks that as well. Maybe that's why he's flabbergasted. Damn, that didn't even help me.
I also kind of feel like the way I look at it is, Purdy's quarterbacked a couple of years. Obviously, you like him. You paid him. Essentially, yeah, the Purdy era started a couple years ago, but the way I look at it, in a way, it's like, okay, it is officially the Purdy era. He's going to be here for a while if things work out well. All right. We've got two young receivers that we feel like are going to be the core of our receivers for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
gotcha. Like we got Pearsall, Ayuk, and Purdy under contract for 5 years, essentially. So, I am not, under any circumstances, going to be, handcuffed into giving a guy more money to basically just get us through six games at the start of, dare I say, even what could be a rebuild.
Then when does it end? Like, this Kuminga thing has only been a nightmare because how long it's lasted
and the season's not upon us yet. It ends when Juwan Jennings makes a decision,
okay,
period.
But then there's going to be a scoreboard of ramifications that start soon as that pigskin is kicked off in Seattle at 125 next Sunday.
That's why they got Valdez-Scantling. I mean, it's why they got him. And they're putting Jennings in a tough spot. And the way I see it is the only way out for Jennings is to come back with his tail between his legs a little bit.
Would it really be between his? I mean, nobody's going to say, oh, how you lost his teammates. Obviously, they want him out there. But he will be the first Niner that didn't win.
Exactly. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in Oakland. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
good morning.
Oh, hello.
What I wanted to say is we need Jennings.
Yeah,
you know,
stinks.
That dude believes in God like Purdy. So together, they have potential, right?
What?
And so they need to, he needs to be out there. You know, the weakest link isn't whatever, it's Shanahan, as always. This is the person you should be discussing.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know how to maneuver out there, right? He doesn't feel anything. And this is the way, you know, there's this great saying by Mick Jagger. Sometimes it's the music, and sometimes it's more than the music. So sometimes it's football, and sometimes it's more than the football. When they bring that potential, and we all feel it. And as I see it, Juwan can get into the potential. So we need him out there. And why don't we can Shanahan? Because anyone who could make that mistake in the Super Bowl when Mahomes is coming up next, and they go for a field goal, when Mahomes always goes for the touchdown, should be 86th immediately.
Mm. Thank you.
Wow. She's great. You agree with her?
No. No, I thought you were going to say, do you agree with me on she's great? I was going to say no.
Yeah. Dude.
I'd like to leave God out of it.
You and him hadn't talked in a long time, huh?
I got a great relationship with my Lord and Savior. What are you talking about?
I don't hear you talk about him much.
That's right.
You make jokes.
Because it's private.
Well, no.
And I know him well enough to know that he's got a great sense of humor.
I go to church every day.
No, you don't.
Johnny, I don't have to go pay money to go to church.
Who does?
I talk to him while
Who
I'm driving.
Who pays money to go to church?
When you go now, it costs when that thing comes around.
You don't have to put money in the basket. You don't have the money to put in the basket. Don't put, you can't.
It's coming around twice now, three times.
And if you
a lady,
can't
dude,
afford
I'm
it
like,
the first
whoa.
Time, you don't have to worry about the second
dude,
time.
Church is expensive. God ain't, go ahead, I'm going to stop.
Right, because it just makes no sense.
Who is Don Wrinkles? Oh my God. Steiny, it's Wrinkles.
Yes, it is. Mike Florio is on with the morning show.
Oh, boy, this ought to be good.
Why?
Because him and Bonte is probably one of the most classic conversations.
Well, Bonte wasn't on the morning show this morning. He's left our station.
No, he's not.
Joe Spadoni,
he'll be in here tomorrow.
Joe Spadoni now doing the morning
on 95.7,
the game. Here is...
this dude, man.
This is Mike Florio on Jennings wanting a new contract.
The hardball approach can blow up on the team. We've already seen him potentially hold in. Who knows? Calf injury... It's one of those things where what can you really do? And is the team willing to say, we don't believe you? That just makes everything uglier if the team starts calling BS on the guy claiming he's injured. But as the season unfolds and he's got no security beyond this year, everybody gets banged up. But here's the thing. You don't have to fake them. Every player who's been playing football since he was a little kid has something that he could point to and say, I don't feel 100%. And then you get into a season. We hear it all the time. Nobody's 100%. So as we get deeper into the season and Juwan Jennings compiles bumps and bruises, is he going to say, I can't play this week? What's the team going to do about it? That's the problem. So you have a guy that is not going to be as willing to throw himself into the fray as he was last year because he believes he's grossly underpaid and he's concerned about his security after this season. And if he suffers a serious injury while he's playing, if he does have a minor condition that could become a major condition, he is going to be less inclined to play. So that's a cloud that's going to hang over the team. And by taking that hardline approach, we're not going to do anything about this, fine, but you're not going to get the most out of your player either.
That's an interesting, different take. And I don't disagree with that.
You can't say you don't believe them. You think they believe them? I think the combo's going on, cash and calf.
I think it's both. But that's what I...
Is it 90 team cash to calf?
That's it. But even if it's 90 contract, 10 calf, he can say, I can't go out there unless I'm 100% because I'll make it worse.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do we have a situation where maybe Jennings plays week one and gets hurt?
I don't know if he's in shape or ready to go out there week one. What about the ramp up here? That starts Monday, right? I mean, it's Thursday. He ain't out there Monday.
He
gets signed and you don't. I know Bosa had three sacks. People keep bringing
that
up.
Actually, that's not true.
What happened?
Somebody fact-checked me on that.
Baldy said that.
Yeah, I know. He might not have been right.
Baldy
said that Bose had 3 sacks in his first game back against Pittsburgh. I repeated it, and then someone texted me and said, no, he didn't.
And I just heard that again yesterday.
Well, it's easy enough to figure out.
Yeah.
I could probably do it by the break, but I want to get out on time. We'll have that answer for you.
Well,
you
got younger guys with fresher minds that are faster. They could get to it faster than you.
They don't even know where to look. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Marco and Chucky. I will get to you guys on the other side. And the 49ers.
Off a 6-11 last place finish in the NFC West last year.
And now they've officially got at least one issue with Juwan Jennings. We'll see if it's 2 with the kicker.